there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kawhi Leonard, he's out of game five tonight against the Utah Jazz with a knee injury. And remember, I mentioned it yesterday. One reason I didn't think they had control of the series, because I thought maybe this thing might be something serious. And they think it might be related to the ACL. We don't know yet, but obviously anytime you hear ACL, you cringe. So hopefully that's not the case. But they don't know for sure yet. So, and then Chris Paul, now this isn't an injury, but it could make him miss the start of the next round, the conference finals, with COVID. So we are going to get into the injuries. And Kawhi is just one. I mean, come on. Off the top of my head, the Lakers, Anthony Davis was injured. LeBron James was banged up. Kawhi Leonard, of course, is now injured. Donovan Mitchell started the playoffs injured. Mike Conley has yet to play in this round for the Utah Jazz. Am I missing anybody? Chris Paul?
Chris
was banged up with the shoulder, right?
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, I mean, he was banged up with the shoulder injury. The East Coast, Trae Young's playing through a shoulder injury. Joel Embiid's got a torn meniscus. Kyrie Irving sprained his ankle. James Harden's coming back from a hamstring last night.
It's unbelievable.
I'm missing somebody. Jaylen Brown was out. Jason Tatum got hurt.
Yep.
In Boston series. I mean, it was ridiculous and is ridiculous, the number of injuries. And Rob, I tweeted this out. No disrespect at all, because I proudly voted for Nikola Jokic as MVP. But injuries played a large role, dare I say, determined the MVP.
Well, I mean, there were guys who were playing at an MVP caliber, and they got hurt.
Yep.
And, you know, when you miss a lot of games, and you got to give Jokic, you know, some credit, Chris, that he did play well. You talked about his numbers. He did. He was available every game, right? He played every game.
Every game, which is really impressive.
He kept winning.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, even after Jamal Murray got hurt. So I don't think anybody's, like, second-guessing it. And the other guys weren't available. They just missed too many games.
But the point is this. Just injuries had a lot to do with the MVP voting. And Rob, and we've seen it before, but not to this level. Injuries are going to have a large say in who wins this championship. Because the Clippers could win the championship with Kawhi Leonard. Especially if Brooklyn's compromised, but then injuries could affect that. You know, so it's one of those years, man. And like I said, it's happened before. You know, remember Isaiah Thomas with the injury when they lost their first finals to the Lakers? He had the ankle injury. His great performance in game 6, but didn't have much on that ankle in game 7. And then the next year when Detroit won their first championship, Magic Johnson only played like 75 minutes because of a hamstring injury. So injuries have determined things before, but this, I've never seen anything like this, Rob.
No, this is as historic as Kevin Durant's play. I mean, for real. We just have not seen this. And the stars, you know, like I just don't remember this many stars being hurt at one time. And it's like and some of the stuff you look at, you go, really? Like they're out from that? Like there was no contact, Chris. There was nothing.
Sometimes those are the worst knees.
No, I know. Well, you're not even doing anything. Right. Like sometimes you can look at it and go, okay, he came down on his ankle or he did this or he did that. You know, like you can look at it and go, oh, that was ugly. Right. But then you just look at some of the other ones and you don't see anything and you go, really? So I've never seen anything like it. I think, you know, I wrote a column earlier this week about it on Deadspin. Just like it won't be about the best team in the NBA. It'll be about the healthiest team.
Yep.
The healthiest team in the NBA might just be the champion this year. And that's
no question.
Just the way it's going to be.
No question. And LeBron James was tweeting about it and he is none too pleased. Rob G, summarize. He put out several tweets. Why don't you summarize kind of what LeBron was saying?
Here we go, guys. This is what he said. They all didn't want to listen to me about the start of the season. I knew exactly what would happen. I only wanted
LeBron coming with force
to protect the well-being
of
the players.
Base. When y'all hear me say with base, that's base.
Which ultimately is the all caps product and benefit of our game. These injuries isn't just part of the game. It's the lack.
Did he say these injuries is or are?
Isn't. Isn't.
Help him out on the grammar.
Yeah, the grammar was not great.
He was in a rush.
Okay. It's the lack of pure rim rest, which is rest before starting back up. 8, possibly 9 All-Stars have missed playoff games, the most in league history. This is the best time of the year for our league and fans, but missing a ton of our favorite players, it's insane. If there's one person that knows about the body and how it works all year round, it's me, all caps. I speak for the health of all of our players, and I hate to see this many injuries this time of the year. Sorry, fans. Wish you guys were seeing all your favorite guys right now. Here's this for you, Chris. And I know all about the business side, too. Factors. So don't even try me.
Tell them, LeBron. Tell them, baby. That's
well, you know
price.
What? Hey, Rob G and Chris, LeBron has plenty of time to tweet. He ain't in the playoffs. He's got plenty of time. Sorry, LeBron. Sorry about that.
I mean, I'm going to say this. as much as I, you know, I'm joking the base and all that, and I don't have a problem with LeBron tweeting that. Here's what I'm going to say, though. I don't think it's all. I do think the condensed offseason is a factor. But they did play 72 games instead of 82. Guys did rest during the regular season. I mean, gosh, Rob, you know this. I was picking all NBA teams and my awards, and so many guys played between 50 and 65 games, or 50 to 60 games instead of 72. And so here's the thing. Let's run it down. Kevin Durant was injured this year, right? Played 35 games. Had nothing to do with the bubble. He wasn't in the bubble, right? Kyrie Irving, out with a sprained ankle. Can't blame that on the bubble. Kyrie wasn't in the bubble. Kyrie played 20 games last year. He's had plenty of rest. Trae Young, not injured, but hurt. You know, he's got the shoulder. Wasn't in the bubble. So, I think the bubble and the condensed offseason, yes, a factor. But Rob, you and I have talked about this before, and I think we talked about it last week. In basketball and baseball, you are seeing more injuries than ever. Football, obviously, that's just, you can get hurt any play in football. But basketball and baseball, where the nutrition is better, the travel is better, the equipment is better, the sneakers are better in basketball, the weight training is better, and guys seem to be getting hurt more often than ever. And Rob, I think a big part of it is they don't rest in the offseason at all. I mean, they get done, they take a week or two off, and then they're back at it. When you and I were coming up, and even later than that, guys would take the summer off, and then you would work your way into shape during training camp. And I think the body needs a break. And so part of me is like, okay, we railing against condensed off seasons, but yet then I just read Damian Lillard is going to Tokyo for the Olympics, and, you know, all these guys are going playing the Olympics. Can we stop sending the NBA players to the Olympics now? We should have done that already.
Yeah, right? I'm with you.
We needed to reestablish, right? We getting beat by Lithuania and all that. Enough of that. We've reestablished supremacy. And now, like you said, Rob, either college kids or college age kids. How about that? Or even, how about 23 and under or something like that, right?
I'm fine with that, but NBA guys don't need to go.
Yes, it's enough of that. Enough. So I don't want to hear about condensed offseason as long as we still sending dudes overseas for the Summer Olympics. So I just think there's a lot of factors, Rob, not just the condensed offseason, although obviously that contributed to it.
Yeah, it is a combination, for sure, but it just, you know, like sometimes perception, Chris, is reality. It just feels like it. Like I've said it a million times. Covered the league since 1987. I just don't remember this. I don't remember where so many guys have been hurt, and so many guys have gone down and like in the playoffs. It seems like this is more than I can remember. Maybe the league will come up with some stats or tell you something that it's the same or it's close to, but it doesn't feel that way to me. And I'm disappointed that we can't see the best players play.
Nah, and we talked about it even during the regular season. I mean, how many times was it? Oh, the Clippers and the Nets tonight?
And then we turned it on, and then...
Right, and half the stars are missing.
Not playing.
If not all of them. So, yeah, I'm with you. And Rob, and I know, let me preface this. I know it's not going to happen. But when we get our guy Kerry Kittles on... He says, look, the pace of play now, the spacing of the floor, big seven-footers are guarding out on the perimeter. They're playing out on the perimeter. There's more space to go. He just thinks this pace, you can't keep it up. And we know the science, because that's the excuse to rest guys. The science says they shouldn't be playing. They can't play 82 games. And then the playoffs, you know, and they should. They won't. But I got to say it, because I just feel it. They should cut the season to about 60 to 65 games. And Mark Cuban said it. He said, look, a few years ago, he said, eventually you could raise the ticket prices because every game would mean that much more. every game would be, have that much greater sense of urgency, so you could raise the ticket prices and ultimately make up what you lost or come close at least. And so I know if they can fill the stadium for 82 games, they're going to do it because it's about money. I get it. But I'm just saying, I mean, we can't keep having, and this is one season, so hopefully it doesn't continue, but we can't keep having guys be hurt, Rob, in the playoffs. And two, we can't keep having guys miss 15 to 20 games a season for load management either. Rob, we're going to get into Kawhi, because Kawhi has played his last back-to-back, I'm almost certain. Because he decides, you know what, I'm going to play back-to-backs. And now he's hurt. I can't imagine when he comes back that he's ever going to want to play another back-to-back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It was a historic performance last night.
It was epic, Chris. Epic. Yeah. It was epic. It really was fun to watch. I hadn't seen a good basketball game like that in a long time. I'm dead serious. I thought that was fantastic.
Well, yeah, it was tremendous. And Kevin Durant just flat out spectacular. 49 points. I know he wanted that free throw at the end that he missed, would have gave him 50.
He played all 48 minutes. That might have been because of that, Chris. You know, he played the whole game.
Yeah.
And he was knocking down his free throws, and he missed that one. Yeah, but he would have had a 50-piece.
Yeah, so he goes for 49 points. And here's what's also impressive, Rob. 17 rebounds.
Wow.
10 assists. And here, check this. 3 steals and 2 blocks.
Nah, he balled out.
16 for 23 shoot. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But give me your take, because I got an interesting take about, to me, it was the tale of three stars. We've heard the tale of two cities. Well, this was the tale of three stars, and I'm going to get into that in a moment. But first, I want to get your take.
Yeah, I get it. Other people contributed and were a part of it. But this was Kevin Durant's night. This is a night that where you can have people change the way they think about you. Because there was a lot of narrative before, Chris. All the LeBron minions were coming out. Now let's see KD without his guy. Let's see if he can elevate and get Brooklyn to, you know, like that whole thing was out there. Now you know what LeBron feels like when he's playing with minions and he doesn't have a team and his guys are out and all that. And Kevin Durant couldn't have written a better story. Not only putting up numbers, but winning in the end of the game, Chris, in the fourth quarter. Like, no hesitation whatsoever. I got the ball. I'm dribbling. I'm not giving it up. I'm going to put a three in your face. Do you know what I mean? Like I love the way he methodically went after it and was in total control, confidence about what he was doing. The goal that he wasn't going to let his team lose. I mean, Harden had no points at the half, no Kyrie, and he still stood tall. I was thoroughly impressed, and I've seen Kevin Durant do a lot. Obviously win some championships, be finals MVP, but that was a creme de la creme. I mean, that was, as I like to say, Chris, in writing my column for Deadspin, that was suitable for framing because that was great.
Well, you sound like you needed a cigarette after watching that game.
And baby oil.
It was, anything it else was you want to say?
It was one of those nights. It was. Wait a minute. We did win a couple pair of Jordans off of that, but that's
You know what? And
we haven't even.
We got to give him. What is his full name? Biento.
Yes, Biento.
Yeah, Biento. We'll get to him later, but we're gonna give him some props. One of our callers and longtime listeners. But anyway. Yes. Yeah, of course. I mean, I second everything you said about KD. And the thing is this, most of the time, Rob, but for what, a year, maybe two, I think, in Oklahoma City when Russell Westbrook was hurt, and I think they got beat in the second round, if I'm not mistaken, Oklahoma City. Check that out for me, Rob G. But the year Westbrook was out and Oklahoma City, it was strictly KD trying to carry him and they got beat in the second round. For the most part, though, Rob, we've always seen him with another MVP, whether it was Russell Westbrook for the first part of his career, and then, of course, Steph, and you could throw in Clay, who was a great player, for the 3 years in Golden State. And then this year, obviously, you had Kyrie and Harden. And so a lot of times, as great, we all know how great Kevin Durant is, but they're always, you know, there's kind of been that just because we haven't seen it a ton. Well, what will he do when all the attention's on him? And like you said, last night he showed, it's just one game.
Right.
But he was phenomenal.
It was an important game. Yeah.
And I thought Nash made a good point that he said, look, we know he can do that. But to do it last night, you know what I mean? Like,
right. When
you
really
guys can
need
have
it,
a bad
when
game.
When you really need it, right.
You just have a bad night.
He could have had
a stinker. And to go out and do it, yes, the night when it's absolutely needed was impressive. And Rob, we're not going to get into the whole, is he the best player in the world? Let's play it. Let it play out. Obviously, I mean, he's got to be in the pole position. And but he separated himself. Forget the points and the rebounds and the assist and all the other things I mentioned. That was great. But, Rob, you know what separated him from some guys in the conversation? Joel Embiid, Kawhi Leonard, heck, Giannis. He played 48 minutes.
He sure did.
He played every moment of that game. And those three guys I just mentioned couldn't do that. They'll never do that. I know I looked up their number. They've played some overtimes and, you know, played more minutes than 48 in overtime. They'll never do what he did as far as going all night long.
You know what? You know what Kevin Durant said after the game when they told him that he played all 48 minutes? Did I do that?
That was a nice one. Good job, Rob. That's your best joke in like 17 months.
Wow.
Excellent. Good job.
I've been in a drought then.
No, but so there to me, as I said, Rob, is a tale of three stars. That's the first star. We know how great Durant was. The second star, James Harden. And look, I'm sorry. People want to just look at the box score and say, oh, he was 1 for 10. He only had 5 points and say he was trash. I'm sorry. I don't think you know what you were watching. And I'm not going to sit here and act like he had a great game. He didn't. He wasn't even a shell of himself, Rob. I don't know what percentage. 20%? 15% of himself was, you know, I mean, he was able to do nothing. All his shots were long jumpers for the most part because he, you know, didn't want to put too much strain on that hamstring. Defensively, he was matador defense most of the night, except for when he shut down Giannis on the post. He played a little better defense in the second half. But I'm going to tell you, James Harden's performance was inspiring. So the tale of one star, KD, is phenomenal. The tale of the second star, Harden, is inspiring. Rob, I'm 46 minutes? He played 46 minutes on a bad hamstring and you haven't played in what, 2 weeks, whatever it was?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You're right that he was even out there and gutted it out.
Yes.
Chris, it's something, and we all get caught up. People get caught up on stats. His presence and handling the basketball was all they needed him for last night. Would it have been nice? He had a couple in the fourth quarter that could have extended the lead to 7, Chris, with a 3, and he missed them. It would have been nice if he knocked down one or two of those in the fourth,
right,
but he didn't. But you're right. He has to get some credit, as Charlie Hayes would say.
Nah, you're right, right. And you mentioned it, the ball handling. Him being able to just run the offense. Who's going to run it? Mike James or Kevin Durant would have had to do it all four quarters. And I don't think this is not a slight on Durant, but if he had to do that all four quarters, Rob, I don't know that he goes for 49. Just because, I mean, that's a lot to ask of anybody. And so you in the fourth quarter, yeah, they gave it to Durant. Harden stepped aside and said, go to work, big fella. But for the first three quarters, Harden was basically bringing the ball up. Harden was running the offense. Harden had 8 assists and 6 rebounds.
Right.
He had 2 wonderful dimes, backdoor cuts by KD and Joe Harris during the run that got them back in the game. And Rob, his only bucket, actually started the run. It was like a 17-4 run or whatever it was. They were down 17. And he goes and hits the floater off the glass from the left side and then got fouled and hits a free throw, so 3-point play. But that started the run. So I just think Harden was inspiring. And I think anybody that just thinks he was out there and he was garbage, I just don't think you know what you were watching.
Yeah.
Because he was important.
There were other elements. It's just that, you know, even with all that, it's hard not to look at KD because at the end, Chris, it was nip and tuck. I mean, Milwaukee tied the game, right? Remember they had the back-to-back baskets to tie it at 104, right? The game wasn't hanging in the balance. So, and I get it. When a guy makes big shots at the end, you remember the one he made with the three where he's falling down? I mean, it was just...
Oh, and he should... I mean, he was the superstar. Yeah, I'm just saying Harden was inspiring.
No, I know. There were other people.
He was the superstar. But here's the third star, Rob. Giannis. And look, he's young. He's only in his eighth year. He's got time to redeem himself. But his performance was that puts a damper on his legacy to this point. That was one of those games that defines you negatively. Now, if he comes out in game six and does the opposite, then okay, you can erase that and you win game seven. We don't even think about that game. But for now, it was bad. And it was bad because you're the defensive player of the year last year. Your first team all NBA defense this year. You are the same position as Kevin Durant. Rob, back in the day, it's just automatic. You guard each other.
Right.
Back in the day, you know, I mean, you small forward, I'm a small forward. Let's do this. Dr. J and Larry Bird guarded each other, and they got into fights. And you are all that, and you see this man lighting y'all up like he's a firecracker, and you don't say, give me that?
Right. I need a piece of that. I got to stop this. He's killing us. Hey, nice job. Nice trying to stop him. I need to go get some of that. And if he's going to get it, Chris, he's going to get it over me.
Right.
That's it.
Thank you.
He might still get it, but he's going to get it over me.
Absolutely. I talked to a former teammate of Larry Bird because we saw LeBron do it. Go give me Derrick Rose. A freaking point guard. Give him to me. We've seen Michael Jordan do it. We've seen Kawhi Leonard do it with Luka late in that series. And even Donovan Mitchell had
points. And that helped, right? It made a
difference. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. I get it if you don't want to guard him the 40 minutes. Okay, I get that. I'm just saying in the fourth quarter, when the game and the series might be on the line, you got to take him. And some of it's on Budenholzer, Rob, who is, if they lose this next game, I'm sorry. I like Bud. I think he's a good coach. But it's time to move on. Because for him not to put Giannis on KD, come on.
No, for them to allow KD to have his way without making it an adjustment. Right. They bring another guy. We gotta alter that. And we did say, Chris, what did we talk about also yesterday, was that the refereeing was going to be different, right? That they wouldn't allow them to roughhouse KD the way they did in Milwaukee. And it was called differently.
Right. And so, but Giannis, he said, look, at the post-game press conference, I want the challenge. Okay. Well, you should have taken it in the fourth quarter, but okay. If you're going to take it in game six, then more power to you. But I was telling you, I talked to a former teammate of Larry Bird's this morning. He said, look, Larry, and we know Larry couldn't guard anybody. But if there was, and he said, he didn't say this hypothetically. He said, but there were times if somebody was just going off on us, Larry's coming into the huddle like, what is this? I got him. Just from pure heart, Rob, I got him. Like you said, if you're going to do it over me.
Right, and I'll accept it. I'll accept it if you're that guy and you do it over me, and I just got to be like, okay, man, he's a baller. And, you know, Giannis paid him the ultimate respect after the game, Chris. But it would have been, to me, if Giannis would have guarded him, I think it would have meant more. Do you know what I mean?
No doubt. Giannis is a great defender. I mean, his reputation is not undeserved. He is a great defender, and his length alone, right? Because he can move. His length alone would have made it different for Kevin Durant. There's no doubt about it. So, and then, of course, you know, he dropped the pass with 15 seconds left by Chris Middleton. Could have been a layup or a dunk. And then, of course, he didn't expose James Harden in the post. Harden just said, look, I don't need help. He's a half foot taller than me, but I got this. And so, yeah, it was a bad night for Giannis. We'll see if redemption is nigh.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, so Rob G, I'm going to let you kind of share the whole story because we got love for our man Biento.
Yeah, our man Biento in Florida. Now, America, if you don't remember who Biento is, he's the guy who last Friday said, I'm going to bet the odd couple Jordans that the Bucks are going to win four straight after being down 0-2. And courtesy of our man Kevin Durant, the odd couple won that Jordan bet. Now, Biento was supposed to come on this segment to talk about it. He was very excited. I don't know if he got a little stage fright, but he ain't picking up his phone.
He must have stage fright.
But
nah, or maybe something happened.
But we hope he's okay.
Hopefully everything.
We hope he's okay.
Yes.
But, you know, we always say we got the best listeners in all of sports media. If it was me and I made a bet like that on the radar, I just wouldn't, you know, call in. I wouldn't tweet.
You would have disappeared. No doubt.
You know what he did?
I found a new favorite show.
He DM'd me first thing this morning saying, hey, where do I send these sneakers to?
Wow. Mm.
And I said,
that was before we even had a chance to talk about it, Rob, or tweet about it or anything.
Exactly. Right. So instead, I know you guys are very particular about your shoes. He just Venmo you guys the money. And the funny story is, Chris Broussard, because he doesn't handle his own finances, sent us the wrong Venmo account. And Biento sent $200
to some other guy,
to another Chris Broussard.
That was my cousin in Opelousas, Louisiana. No.
But you know what? Shout out to the other Chris Broussard, because that guy, I guess, like our Chris Broussard, is a man of the Lord. And he sent that money back. He's, hey, man, it's all good. Hopefully it's going to the right person next time.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's a great story.
But that Biento, that is pretty.
We got love for Biento.
We do, no doubt. And we're going to send him Fox Sports Radio polo and maybe some other odd
some
couple stuff.
Some odd couple gear. Yes. Send him a nice haul, Rob. I was so impressed with him reaching out and, you know, being true to his word and paying his bet. I almost didn't want to take the money. Almost.
That's you.
Shouldn't have taken it.
What you mean shouldn't have taken it?
What you mean shouldn't have?
But here's why, Alex. I want to share. It's a lesson to be learned. See, Biento made a mistake. He made the same mistake that Martin Weiss often makes.
Yep.
And, you know, you get out and you're talking loud and you ain't saying nothing. And, you know, you feel like you got to be this macho man and make a bad bet. You end up making a bad bet. And I want Biento to learn a lesson from this. I want that to be the last bad bet he ever makes.
He'll think about it next time.
And I felt like if I didn't take the money, if I didn't take the money, then he feels like he got away with it. And he's doing it more often, and he may end up losing more money down the road.
See, so that's why I'm looking at it. This feels like a father.
Oh, my gosh.
Alex, this feels like a father knows best TV.
Yes. You guys make me sick.
Yes.
All right, hold up.
Yes.
First off, CB.
I got love for Biento.
You could have said, Biento, you learned your lesson. Number one, don't
he
come at the best.
He didn't learn his lesson,
hold
no.
up, my guys.
All right, go ahead.
You got, CB, you're the guy that's like, you know what? Hey, Rob G., I know I did a read for the toothbrush. Where's my toothbrush? It's like, bro, you can afford a toothbrush warehouse. All I'm saying is, Biento, you should be like, you know what, my guy, we respect you. Just send us some wings. That's all we need. Just to let you know, don't come at the best or next times. We taking those Jordans. That's what you should have done.
You know what? I don't know. I just think wings wouldn't have gotten the point across.
Or at least, like,
am I wrong?
I was going to say, you should have made him just do the Rob Parker thing where you just get the on discount Nikes,
oh,
you know?
Stop.
Well, no, I was afraid of that. Like,
wow.
Rob, I mean, Alex, I'm still, Rob got Alex. Me some Bordens, not Jordans, some Bordens.
I'm taking your Jordans for
Whoa,
Christmas back
stop
now.
Stop it. You know?
I didn't even wear the boards in the soul.
No way,
out.
No how,
oh,
Rob.
Goodness.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa. And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.